Hello, my name is Amy Hearn. I am interviewing Mr. Johnson on the 13th of December. I'm interviewing him as a teacher and a coach in his classroom.
Is that how I am? Peter Johnson, born October 3rd, 1943. Parents are Harold and Gertie Johnson. I have one older brother, born in 1939. I born and raised basically in the Ishpeming area, so I've been here all of my life. Attended school in Ishpeming. Graduated from Ishpeming High School in 1962. But prior to graduation from high school, I had traveled with my parents fairly extensively, having gone to California on a couple occasions and the East Coast, and really had a feel and an enjoyment for appreciating the size of the country and the fact that there are different things in life other than just living in the UP, and kind of ingrained in my self the fact that I would probably someday do this same thing with my children. And I attended 1 year at Michigan Tech in engineering and decided that that wasn't what I was looking for, and transferred to Northern into a teaching background, of which I don't regret having done. Graduated from Northern in January 1967, and prior to graduation did my student teaching in Nagani, Lakeview, and was told by one of the teachers down there that he had heard that National Mine was looking for a fifth grade teacher, of which I went and applied for, and as far as I know, I may have been the only one that they interviewed, but I had the job. But the students that year had had three other teachers, fifth grade teachers, by the time they had me, because Mr. Kettle started off being their fifth grade teacher. The shop teacher at that time passed away, and Mr. Kettle moved down to take over the shop. And the sub that they hired until a permanent teacher could be hired, her husband passed away, so she could no longer fill out the year. And so yet a third teacher came in, and she did not want it for the duration of the year. And so I was hired in January. I was married that fall, and in the fall of 67, and our first child was born in October of 68, a girl, Lisa. And 2 years later, my oldest son was born, Eric. And somewhere in between the middle one and our last one, Chad, was born in 74. We lost one child somewhere in there. I don't remember what year. And since that time, we have traveled several times to the East Coast and one major trip to the West Coast that lasted more than a month. My oldest child, Lisa, is working in the kitchen at the Valenti Medical Center. My middle child, Eric, is at Central Michigan University. He's a sophomore. And my caboose is a junior at Westwood High School. My wife, over most of this time, has stayed home to be with the children when they came home from school, but has now for almost 2 years been working as a teller at the Ishburton Credit Union. Our family is very close, and we attend, we are members of Trinity Lutheran Church.
Okay, what years did you work at National Mine School?
I started teaching at National Mine in January of 1967. And for the most part, I've been at National Mine, except for the 2 years that they were building the high school, the fifth grade, sixth grade, and I believe the third and fourth were moved out of the building to make room for the numbers of high school students that were attending during the building of that, during the building period, which was around 1973.
When they were building Westwood?
When they were building Westwood.
As much detail as possible, please describe your job.
When I was hired in 67, I was, the fourth, fifth, and sixth grades were departmentalized, and I taught strictly math and geography. Mr. Rusing taught history and science, and Mrs. Null taught reading and spelling. And so we would change, I don't remember how long our periods of study were, but we would change classes and several times a day, and you would teach your two subjects, and then you'd get a new batch of kids. So you were teaching fourth graders, fifth graders, and sixth graders, because Mrs. Nault had fourth grade and Mr. Rusing had the sixth grade, and I had fifth graders. And we had our own homeroom of kids.
Like that 1 year that I came here with Mr. Milan.
Only we would have had three teachers. It would have been, and it would have been three different grades of kids instead of just fifth graders.
Right.
Since that time, it's most of my almost 24 years have been self-contained, where I've taught everything, except from the last, not this year, but the previous 3 years to now. We had two fifth grades over here, so that Mr. Vile and I would share teaching assignments, where I taught all the math and science, and he taught all the English and spelling and geography to the fifth graders.
What was the most rewarding part of your career?
I suppose the most rewarding thing is to see the fifth graders that have gone on and simply have gone on and graduated from high school, and the ones that have gone on from even that point and have made something of their lives, having gone to college and gotten some position of worth, and thinking back to the fact that you were their fifth grade teacher is kind of a rewarding thing, knowing that you helped them along the way to achieve what they're achieving.
What was the most difficult part of your job?
I guess the most difficult, or some of the difficult things that I've seen with the job, would first of all be the students who are so unmanageable and have no desire to be here, to be educated, making it difficult for the teacher to teach and robbing his fellow students of an opportunity to learn so that something can become of their lives. So I guess one of the things I see so as being difficult is managing students who refuse to be manageable, regardless of what you try to do with them. But the other thing I found so difficult to deal with is there's been a number of programs, a number of new ideas to be tried and have been added to the curriculum. And when you add something to a curriculum that's already been jam-packed with reading and writing and geography and history and science and whatnot, and you don't add any time to the length of the day, you're trying to condense too many things into the same period of time, and nobody tells you what you can leave out. All they do is they tell you to add this to the curriculum, but they don't give you any more time to do it in. And I see that as a very difficult thing to deal with. Too many things to do in a period of time that is too short to deal with. I mean, like the DARE program. It's a good idea. It's excellent. But it's 17 hours out of a semester that I don't get to teach them. And there have been other kinds of programs like that that have come along that just keep taking time. And when you ask them, well, what do we cut out? They don't tell you what to cut out. They just, yeah, teach.
What type of programs was it?
I can't remember the name of them. It was one that was Career Ed was one of them. Mr. Emblem was. Like to make a few comments about Career Ed, but Career Ed was it was another good idea, but it just didn't work out. Where you would kind of even at the fifth grade level, you would kind of try to direct kids into this is what they do in that particular career of nursing, of engineering, of being a doctor, of being a conservation officer, or whatever it might be. It kind of gave them direction as to these are the kinds of things that these people do. And again, it was just something that took from the classroom teacher's time. There's no time added to the day in order to make it possible to fit that in. And it eventually died. Thank goodness.
How or why did you choose your career?
Well, in order to be a teacher, you have to like kids, of which is certainly true in my case. To spend as much time teaching and then to even go on and work in the coaching field, which is still dealing with kids. And I've got about 25 years of teaching Sunday school. I don't think anybody can tell me that I don't like kids. So it's just a reward from working with young minds and being able to guide them in the direction that is important for them to receive some sort of training that will do them some good further down the road in their life. That's why I guess I chose.
How have you seen the duties of your job change over the years?
Just repeating what I had said earlier, it's the duty changes that I've seen are trying to fit too much curriculum into the same amount of time, and there's just not enough time, I feel, at certain times during the year and certain times during students' lives that you just can't get all of these things in, and there's just too much to do and not enough time to do it.
During your career, were you involved in any special projects, programs, or other activities?
You already asked it, did you?
Yeah.
Okay. As far as extracurricular things that I've worked with, about the second year I was here, we started a fifth and sixth grade basketball program where the fifth and sixth graders would practice early in the morning before school started, because naturally after school the high school was practicing, because National Mine was still a high school. And then the JV would practice after them, and there was a seventh and eighth grade team at that time, and so they would even practice. So for fifth and sixth graders to get in, we got to practice first thing in the morning. And then we'd play schools like Champion and Bishop Arriga and Bandit Boone and Republic. And so I coached fifth and sixth graders for, must have been 12, 14 years, I don't remember. Then I took over the seventh grade coaching job. And I held that for about 4 years or whatever. And I even coached both 7th and 8th grade basketball at the same time for 7 or 8 years. And to the point right now where I'm just coaching, I went back to just coaching 7th grade basketball. In track, I've also coached for about 23 years at National Mine in 7th and 8th graders. My most memorable event of coaching track was, I believe, in 1985, when the National Mine track team was competing. And National Mine was considered a small school, along with Champion and Bishop Arriga and Republic. But that particular year, we were thrown in with the bigger schools, which is Ishpeming, Nagani, and both of the Marquette schools, Graybread and Bothwell. Gwynn was also in. And on that year, in that year of 1985, the National Mine track team took first place. Well, the first small school to ever beat all of the big schools combined in a track meet. It was quite exciting.
Yeah. See why?
Special projects. Both of my boys were part of Red Dust. One worked on a project entitled the Edmund Fitzgerald, and they went to Washington. They went as far as Washington, D.C. with that project.
What year was that?
That would have been 85. And my youngest son worked on a Red Dust project that My youngest son's project dealt with the discovery of iron ore in Upper Michigan and the development of the iron ore industry throughout the Upper Peninsula. And his project also competed like the others at Northern and in Detroit, and then went on to Washington, D.C. to compete nationally. But they did not win the national. I myself worked in it was the late 80s with a group of kids, and we constructed the Vietnam War Memorial, and then that group of kids traveled to after having competed at Northern and won, and having competed at Detroit again and won, we traveled by bus to Washington, D.C. to compete. But they did not win. That would have been in the mid-80s, 1986, I think.
What about, like, the DARE program? Is it kind of declassified as a special program?
No, I don't really. I may comment if I feel like there's something I want to add, but I basically just have to sit there and make sure the kids are playing.
Did you receive any special training for your job?
To become a teacher, you have to have a high school education and go on to a teacher's college.
prepare yourself, of which I did. I attended Northern Michigan University and graduated with a bachelor's degree in 1967, and I've since gone back after waiting 20 some years, and I've had my master's in education. So that was basically the training that was required.
How long did it take you?
It took me 4 years for my bachelor's degree, and the master's degree, going a little bit each year. I started in 87 and finished the summer of 1990. So it took me 3 years to pick classes here and there during the year when I wasn't too busy to get it completed. And going to summer school.
What about, like, for basketball coaching and stuff? Is there anything special training you have to do for that?
I've attended some clinics where the coaches have been provided the opportunity to observe other people and other techniques and other ideas that other coaches have used. But to begin with, I never received any training in the coaching of basketball or coaching of track. Like, I never played basketball in high school. I ran some track my junior and senior year of high school. Mostly have learned by being an observer of the game, having seen a lot of basketball and have enjoyed watching it, and having seen a lot of track meets and having enjoyed watching them. I felt as though I had some capabilities of training students, at least in the beginning of it. You notice I only deal with people who are beginning in the sport and not people who are fairly well along.
I always heard the last game stuff I'd see with the Western games.
Pardon?
The Western games for basketball.
Yeah.
I saw you there last.
Right.
Could you describe some interesting or humorous events that happened during your career?
One of the ways that I could bring humor into the classroom is when in the process of having been joking around with some student, when he says something or she says something jokingly to me, I have been known to literally pick that person up, and after having removed the plastic liner to a garbage can, I have plunked them in the garbage. And this usually brings a roll of laughter from the other students.
How about, could you describe what your co-workers were like? How did you feel toward them?
My fellow workers at National Mine have been very, I don't know if it would be unique to work with, but we've been a very close-knit group, especially in the elementary end, where our coffee breaks and our noon hours are usually a very enjoyable time when much joking and lighthearted exchanging between the teachers has gone on, probably making us a very close-knit group of people who are willing to help one another when there's a problem and support one another when there's a problem.
At any time, did you feel like changing your careers?
There certainly are days when you wonder if this is exactly the career that you want to stay with. But I guess for the most part, after giving the situation or the incident some thought and some reconsideration, I still think this is probably the best career that I could have chosen for myself, especially enjoying working with people and a variety of people. This is certainly a case where you meet a number of people and become involved with working with their lives and directing them and helping them.
Could you How did the community feel about National Mind School?
I think the community, for the most part, has been very supportive of the National Mind School. And I see an even more interest in the last year or so of a parent group that is willing to assist their children, which may be students, and who are willing to assist the teachers in planning activities and working with students that may need help.
Did any of your family members or relatives work for the school?
Earlier in the history of National Mind, my mother-in-law worked as a cook for National Mind for maybe 2 years. But she was the only relative that worked for National Mind.
How has the building itself changed over the years?
The building has had some major renovation, where at one time there was four new classrooms added to the west end of the building, allowing the kindergarten, first, second, and third grade to move into that area. The gymnasium and the auditorium at one time were one large room where the people would sit in the auditorium in order to watch basketball games. And it was the basketball floor itself appeared as though it was up on the stage area. And so the gym floor could be both for athletic activities, and it also served as a stage for performances, whether it be high school or elementary performances. And that area has since been renovated so that that's the existing lunchroom, and it is completely separate from the gymnasium. And just lately, the school grounds have had two portable classrooms added to them in order to make even more room for the growth and population of the middle school classes, and to make room for them in the building itself. They've moved fourth and fifth graders to the portable classrooms.
Your class and Mr. Emmons?
My class and Mr. Emmons.
Have you maintained contact with former students or co-workers?
About the only contact that I've maintained with any of my students is oftentimes the eighth graders that have left here will come back as freshmen and sophomore. It seems like they'll do it for the first 2 years that they're at Westwood. They'll come back to visit teachers at National Mind, and oftentimes they've come into my room just to see what was going on. Usually by the time they're juniors or seniors, they don't bother coming back. And this summer there's the 75th year reunion, and I suspect that I will see a number of former students at that particular event.
What were the greatest challenges you faced during your career?
I suppose the biggest challenge is every year you have a new group of kids, and the challenge is how you're going to present this new group of people who have come from different backgrounds and have different learning abilities. And the challenge of how you're going to present the information and get them the wealth of information that is going to be presented to them over the school year.
Any other challenges?
In the field of athletics, there's been some challenging years as to having some real fine athletic teams that were capable of
winning game after game after game, and then yet other years where the talent wasn't there, and the challenge is to how you prepare those individuals to become better athletes and better competitors in both the athletic field and the game of life, and preparing them for the demands that life is going to present on them.
What were your biggest responsibilities on the job?
Responsibilities, I guess, I would have to say would be being responsible every day and every week to the needs of a classroom, keeping it organized, seeing that the students were presented with the necessary material that fifth graders should learn in order to be passed on into the sixth grade, attending to the responsibility of whatever emergencies might occur during the day would be the important responsibilities that I've met.
Mike, did you ever win any special awards or be recognized for your job performance?
I can't think of any academic award, but certainly in the area of athletics, the basketball teams that I've coached have done fairly well over the 20 plus years that I've coached them, and I'm sure they've brought home for the school awards in the form of trophies on at least a dozen occasions or more. And the same thing would be true in track, where track teams have competed in their respective conference or whatever it might be, and have brought home yet again another dozen trophies or more, displaying their abilities in that particular athletic event.
What are your fondest memories of National Mind?
Fondest memories of National Mind? Certainly some of the fondest memories are some of the programs that have taken place here, both in the past and present. Particularly Christmas programs, where a lot of effort has been put in by the students and the teachers and music teacher. And then the final culmination of all the practice in the program, and the pleasure that this brings to the community and to the parents, though that certainly has to be one of the fondest memories that I have.
That.
One other program that I was a part of is an outdoor education program where I was responsible for organizing activities and transportation to a camp where the students spent one night and a couple of days learning in the outdoors, whether it be hiking and examining leaves of trees, or having a Department of Natural Resource representative there with furs that have been trapped, or talking about fire prevention or some other aspect of conservation area. Children would go to this camp in a bus and spend the night at a camp. Oftentimes it was two camps that were used that were about 10 miles apart. The girls would spend a night at the base camp, and there was another camp that was used where the boys would stay. And so this was a responsibility of me to plan the activities and plan the transportation and organize the food and have somebody else there with me to help prepare that food and then keep the students organized and interested in what they were doing over that particular stay. And this
went on for a couple of years, and it involved five different fifth grades that were in different buildings throughout the district.
Where were the camps?
Base camp was located on Dishonoe Lake, north of Champion, and the other camp that was used for sleeping was on Arflin Lake, which is another 2 miles or so further up the Pashiki grade alongside the Pashiki River.
So they are north?
North of Champion. Both of them are north of Champion.
Is there any camps?
I don't believe there's anything else that I can come up with at the moment to add to the interview.
Thank you for talking to me and for the interview.